All this week, we wanted to check back in with the unemployed that make up part of that 9.2% unemployment rate in the United States. And today we're joined by a Takeaway listener who's actually, every time we've spoken, it remains upbeat despite a pretty tough situation. Lyndon Dees joins us again from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Lyndon listens to the Takeaway on our affiliate KOSU in Stillwater. So Lyndon, I understand that you still haven't gotten full-time work yet.
No, I've been lucky to grab temp jobs here and there through a local temporary staffing place. So that's good.
Your temp job's about to run out?
Yeah, I expect it to run out any day now. I thought it was going to run out earlier, so I'm glad that they like me enough that they keep finding work for me to do.
Well, let's go back to tell a little bit of your story. You were last working for Deloitte Consulting. You lost that job when?
In August of 2009.
So you've been unemployed since August of 2009.
Yes.
And you've been pretty much, I mean, every time we talk to you, we ask you the same question. How many jobs you've applied for? It's got to be above 100 at this point.
At least. I've quit counting. Once the rejections start rolling in, I just refuse to count anymore.
Well, I mean, if there's jobs that you're applying for, that means there's jobs open. Do you think there's just too many people?
I think that's part of it. Some of it is it's the youth culture. I'm not under any kind of illusion that being over 50, they're going to look at my gray hair and say, "Ooh, he's probably overqualified," or "We want somebody younger." And so, yeah, it happens.
You think that you lose jobs because of your age?
I think that's a very real possibility.
So let me ask you something. We've been asking our listeners this all week long about the disconnect between what's going on in Washington and on the street. First of all, do you feel that there is a disconnect between the priorities of your politicians and your priorities?
Oh, definitely. I watched your video on wrap-up from Monday's show, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think they're more interested in re-election than what's really going on and concerning people. And the unemployed and the underemployed, they don't count because they don't have any kind of power. They can't donate to a candidate, so why should they matter? That's how I feel.
Okay, so Lyndon Dees, in your experience, what do we do at this point? Do you write letters to your politician? Do you write letters to businesses? How do you fix this?
Well, I don't know.
You get a job, right?
I just yeah. Well, that's it. You know, if these folks in Congress would realize that, you know, if they would work on doing something to stimulate job growth, then there would be more people working, and then there would be more tax revenues without really raising taxes a whole lot. I mean, I'd love to pay more taxes because that would mean I got a great job.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some people that they don't see that.
You know, Lyndon Dees, I'd love for you to be paying payroll taxes. That's my wish for you down there in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
The video that Lyndon Dees is talking about, you can find those on our website at our blog. Lyndon Dees, Takeaway listener in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Still looking for full-time work. Great employee.